With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The U.S. warns Americans to leave Venezuela immediately as armed militias set up roadblocks. Details from reporter Bernie Bennett.
According to the U.S. Embassy in Caracas, a new security alert issued Saturday urges Americans in Venezuela to leave the country immediately, citing security concerns and the U.S. government's inability to provide emergency assistance. The embassy said in a January 10 security alert, quote, U.S. citizens in Venezuela should leave the country immediately. The warning cited reports of armed groups operating on Venezuelan roads. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
This is a new warning for protesters in Iran. Lisa Dwyer reports.
Iran's attorney general is warning that anyone taking part in anti-government protests will be considered an enemy of God, a charge that in Iran is punishable by the death penalty. Despite Iran cutting the nation off from the internet and international telephone calls, short online videos are being shared by activists. They say show protesters chanting against Iran's government in the streets of Tehran. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Protests in Iran have continued despite threats from the government to crack down. Dr. Michael Oren, an expert on the Middle East, believes that Iran's leadership is on the verge of being overthrown.
Iran's not coming back. They've now just lost this ally in Venezuela. They've lost Syria. They've lost Lebanon. They've lost Gaza. What's left? What's left for this regime? Not much. And the quicker it goes, the better.
Dr. Oren made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. And President Trump working Friday to secure some $100 billion worth of U.S. investments in kickstarting Venezuela's oil capacity.
And the people of the United States are going to be big beneficiaries because we're going to be extracting, you know, numbers of, in terms of oil, like, you know, few people have ever seen, actually.
This is SRN News. Two more hospitals get out of the transgender business.
Under threat of an investigation by the Trump administration, both Children's Hospital Colorado and Denver Health have announced that they will no longer give children puberty-blocking drugs to help them live as the opposite sex. Neither facility had been performing sex change operations. With President Trump vowing to prevent taxpayers from footing the bill for life-changing surgeries on kids, a growing number of hospitals are quitting the practice. Michael Harrington reporting.
Next week, the Supreme Court will hear a case over state restrictions on which school sports teams transgender students can join. The justices will review lower court rulings that overturned laws in Idaho and West Virginia that bar males from competing against females in school sports. The fight over this issue is a national one, playing out at both the state and federal levels. More than two dozen states have enacted laws designed to keep males off female teams. This is SRN News. 45 men and women, along with supporters, are participating in the cycling event organized by the Wounded Warrior Project. Nearly 15 years after his first soldier ride, Bill Hansen joined dozens of other wounded veterans yesterday as they cycled along the overseas highway, including the 7 Mile Bridge for the annual Florida Keys event. Walt Piott, the CEO of Wounded Warrior Project, says the soldier ride is all about helping wounded soldiers in their healing.
So a lot of people today, but the focus is really on the 45 warriors, because this ride is for them. This is part of their therapy. It is a bike ride, but it's really not that. It's really the therapy about getting them connected, getting them outside in a beautiful place like the Keys, and get them along their path of healing.
Hansen, who served more than two decades in the U.S. Marine Corps and the U.S. National Guard, participated in his first ride in 2012. More details at srnnews.com.